Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We also wanted to catch up and with the Comair situation, find out what is going on. Puteko Mojapele, who is an aviation analyst, joins us once again. Good morning and thanks for doing that. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Morning, Howard and your listeners. Thank you for having me this morning.
So what is the current situation with Comair and the suspended flights?
The current situation is that Comair was given the opportunity to present the evidence that they will be able to address those safety concerns that the Civil Aviation Authority have raised with them. And they issued them a temporary suspension of about 24 hours on Saturday morning. It was supposed to have lapsed yesterday morning, and they could not make the necessary representation to prove that they would improve on those safety concerns that have been raised with the Civil Aviation Authority. And therefore, they then suspended their license indefinitely, pending the outcome of the representation that they will submit before the Civil Aviation Authority.
Has this happened before in South Africa? How common is this?
Yes, it has happened many times. In fact, it demonstrates that we have a regulator who is really not sleeping here, who is doing absolutely well to protect the citizens of South Africa and the all the people that would be utilizing the air travel in South Africa. So what usually happens with this kind of grounding, it simply means that there was worrying factors that the airline was not adhering to the safety concerns. So if you remember, I will take you back to 3 or 4 weeks ago. There was a Mango flight, there was a Kulula flight that took off out of Lanseria heading to Cape Town. And they had an engine issue and they diverted to OR Tambo and landed safely at OR Tambo. And then there was also a huge delay on that. And the second incident happened on the British Airways out of East London heading to Johannesburg with the landing gear. And also there was a mayhem on that flight. I'm sure you have seen the videos on the social media. And that cannot be tolerated at all. And the second one or the third one was last week Monday out of Lanseria again in the morning. Engine failure again, and they had to divert again to OR Tambo. Now you can see this is a series of incidents that has prompted the Civil Aviation Authority to act on this operator who has been really not adhering to safety precautions of the Civil Aviation Authority as prescribed by the AOC of that operator. And therefore, CAA is within their mandate to make sure that they safeguard you as a passenger and the crew. And I think they have acted decisively and we applaud them for doing that because we know indeed we are safe in our aviation sector.
Can Comair and Kulula come back from this? I mean, this is a major blow to them. How do people, rebuild confidence with passengers?
Okay, let's deal with the management of Comair. I think that's where we need to start. And I know passengers would care less about what I'm going to say about the leadership of the Comair. So the leadership of Comair has been really in turbulence. You will remember that the CEO Eric Venter had resigned and he left the company. Then there was Ronel Stander, who then took the ranks and led the company from 2019. And she left the company after placing it under business rescue. And subsequent to that, there was a union after they appointed the former one time, you remember one time that was also a locus. They have appointed the former CEO of that airline that died, who is now Glenn Osman, who's now heading that airline. And the unions of solidarity of Comair, they had done a survey. And that survey that says there is absolutely, employees have no confidence in this current management of Comair. In that regard, that is why you see Comair where it is today, because even the unions, the employees, they have no faith that they, this management knows what they are doing. And that hence we see where the airline is being grounded. But they can try and come out of that, but that would require everybody, including not just management, but including operational, those that are delusional, that are not really happy with the current management, they need to come on board and try and save the airline. But these issues do happen.
Yes. Are you saying, therefore, that the technical issues and the resultant flight grounding is really a symptom of what you see happening within the greater company?
Certainly. So what they have been doing, they've been cutting corners. They have slashed the budgets. They have done, they're cutting corners, every little thing that they can touch. They've moved from SAA Technical, moving to Lufthansa Technical. SAA has been servicing them for quite some time. And you can see they're hopping around, trying to find where they can cut corners, yet they're compromising the quality and the safety of the passengers. And when you look at it at a broader scale, you're actually losing more than what you could be gaining by trying to do that and compromise. Now you are grounded. You are losing money. Tickets have been bought and you are not able to fly people because you just wanted to save each and every little cent and even compromise safety. So it is something that needed a matured management, not rogue management like what they have at the moment, who are refusing to take responsibility. They're even saying the grounding was not, it's something that was not supposed to have happened. I don't understand what they were saying. It clearly demonstrates how far out of touch they are with the reality of the situation. And yet they are able to continue to want to demonstrate that they can do something. But they got to prove to us. You can't have three incidents and just left like that. Absolutely. Who does that?
Putega Umoja-Behle, who is an aviation analyst, talking to us about the Calm Air situation. I really do hope that they are that they will be able to address these issues and get back into the air.